Hello.
Hello, my name is Tanika, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you, sir?
I beg your pardon?
Hello, my name is Tanika, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Oh, yes. I have a charge on my credit card that I would like to know what it's for. I have to go get the paper. Just 10 seconds. Okay. There's a charge for 6732.
Can you give me your zip code, sir?
12512.
Okay, your name, sir?
Greg Hansen.
Okay, Miss Hanson.
Hanson.
Can you verify your address, Miss Hanson?
15 Spring Street, Chelsea, New York, 12512.
I do have you
Also,
verified in the system. I'm just waiting
I
on the
beg your
system. I do have you verified in the system. I'm just waiting on the system to finish loading so I can see about your
Oh.
charges.
Yeah, this was a charge that, they evidently it's connected to this, promotional offer they made for a pocket knife,
Yes, sir.
free pocket knife, just pay the shipping. And then somehow now I'm also roped into paying 6732 for something else.
Okay, so yes,
And
sir.
I'd like to cancel that, whatever it is. I don't know what it is.
It was for the light checker watch. When you signed up, that's what it was for, sir.
Yeah, the 795, that's shipping for the watch.
Yes, and it
And
says
then
in the terms and conditions, if you don't cancel within 24 hours, that you will be charged a monthly fee each month.
yeah, I didn't agree to that. I mean, this is the second time that, I mean, they keep sending me these emails, and then all of a sudden I realize after ordering a few of the watches, I'm getting billed for these things, and I never knowingly agreed to this. They must have had it in a fine print somewhere hidden,
Yes,
and I
sir.
want a refund on this. I want a refund on this, and if they don't, then I'm going to file a complaint with the credit card company. So I don't know how you handle that, but
I'm canceling it for you now, sir.
I beg your pardon?
I'm canceling it now.
Okay.
Sir, I can't do the most I can do is a $30, 30% refund because the charge are valid and it doesn't say it's in the fine print. If you don't cancel your subscription within 3 to 5 business, I mean within 24 hours, you will be charged.
No. See, I did not agree to this at all. Okay. Now, if they don't refund all of it, then I'll be filing a complaint with the credit card company. That's all there is to it. If you don't want to refund the full amount, then because this is deceptive, I never knowingly agreed to $67 a month of whatever this charge is for. They can slip it in there in the fine print somehow if they want, but the credit card company isn't going to allow that. And I don't even know what this is for.
So that
Some
refund has
kind of.
been sent. Yes, sir. That 6732 will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And also, it has been canceled, sir.
The 6732 will be
Yes.
back on my account.
Within 3 to 5 business days, an account has been canceled, sir. Anything else?
3 to 5 business days, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes. Now, do you handle other companies that do this also?
No, sir, I do not.
You only handle for this one company?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, because, I mean, every time it's service, you know, I mean, I got two other charges of the same thing, so.
You have.
But you own Experience EAP?
No, sir.
Experience AP, that's the company that is listed on the credit card for that I'm calling about, the one that you just canceled.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, so is that the name of the company, Experience AP?
No, sir. I mean, I don't know because we're a third-party company, so I don't be knowing.
Okay, but 3 to 5 business days, right?
Yes, sir.
Am I going to get an email?
It should just go into your account, sir.
Am I going to get an email confirming this?
No, sir, I cannot email you. But it will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I'll be looking for it. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you.